Paragraph 3 reads, Peter Pan's first appearance was in the novel The Little White Bird, with the chapters starring Peter later re-released in the novel Peter Pan in Kensington Gardens. In these books, Peter is a 7-day-old infant who used to be part bird. When hearing his parents' plans for his future, he flies out of the window of his London home and makes for Kensington Gardens, which is inhabited by magical creatures. Peter later reappeared in Peter and Wendy, which is where his adventures on the island of Neverland take place, and is the story most people are familiar with.
All right, so the first appearance of Peter Pan was in a novel, The Little White Bird. This is just kind of the first appearance, maybe not the most famous exactly. But the chapters starring Peter were re-released in the novel Peter Pan in Kensington Gardens. I guess this was after, turns out Peter was a popular character. In the books, Peter is a 7-day-old infant, or baby, who used to be part bird. When he heard that his parents' plans for the future, he flies out of the window and makes for Kensington Gardens, which is inhabited by magical creatures. So it doesn't really sound like what we usually associate with Peter Pan, but it is the origin of this character.
And so the stories that people are more familiar with in terms of Peter Pan are probably associated with Peter and Wendy, which was a novel released in 1911. And so this is where he had all of his adventures on the island of Neverland. So this is where the adventures take place. So this is where they occur. And generally it's the story most people are the most familiar with, so they have knowledge about. You know, people don't really know that much about The Little White Bird. They were kind of some random stories, but they know about Peter Pan. So this wraps up the first half of our lesson. Make sure to go back and do some review, and we'll see you next time.